Two dicks like
I did the show last night. I believe it was either the Gant Man, Sidney Gann, or David James who brought up a movie from 1986. Remember Soul Brother? About the Harvard.
The white dude?
White guy goes blackface for a whole movie.
That might have been Beezer. Beezer loves bringing up that movie.
It wasn't the Beezer.
He wasn't there?
No, no. Yeah. Soul Brother. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, it's just a dude does blackface for an entire
very unconvincing blackface too.
Yeah.
And he tricks a black professor and like the black professor dogs him. He's like, "You got to do twice as better." And the guy's like, "Okay, sweet."
It's always the nose that throws you off on the blackface.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do about it.
Makeup. I mean, you could go. You can get, you know,
if you get a white tiny nose, yeah,
you look like Elsa from Frozen, blackface.
And the tiny lips, it's very difficult.
Yeah, true.
I have none. I could never do blackface.
I could never pull off blackface
ever.
You don't think so?
No. I've tried. You don't think? Every Halloween, dude. Once they start selling that makeup, I go down. And then I sit in my house all day going, "Yo, yo, what's up?" I go, "Damn it, it's not good enough." Yeah, I admit. It's one of these. "Yo, yo, what's up?" It's every dad, uncle, dude.
That's uncle and dad.
Every uncle and dad's impression of a black dude is like,
"What's up, top of the food chain?
What are you guys going to the hood?" It's my favorite.
Their jeans are up to here.
"Yo, yo, what's up?"
My uncle used to put his hat on sideways and go, "Yo, yo, Clifton Heights, top of the food chain."
Yeah, I don't know why they think black people are still putting their hats on the side like that.
This was a long time ago.
That stuck with the whites. The old white men.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever phase that was where black people were wearing their hats slightly to the side.
Yeah, dude.
That rocked them. They were like, "What the fuck is that?" Seared into their memory.
I mean, that's like more so than sagging pants. Sagging pants, they were kind of like, all right. Sideways hat was just like, Jesus fucking, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. That's not how you wear the ball cap. I remember wearing it backwards was a big deal to my father.
Punk.
Yeah.
You have a backwards cap, you're a punk.
I probably just, the problem is I probably wasn't, I just looked like such a dumbass. He was right to be like, "Turn your fucking hat around." I was like, "Dad, you're just racist." No, I just looked like a fucking dumbass.
"Dad, you don't understand." It was kind of a punk move though.
What?
Like, turn your hat around. I would get corrected. If I had a hat backwards, I'd be like, "Come on, man, what the fuck are you doing? Turn that thing around and take it off." Yeah, they would correct that immediately. I mean, that was on par with the earring. I told you, I got an earring for one day. What's good with you? Punk, turn your fucking hat around.
Turn your goddamn hat around. You look like a jackass.
Yeah, I had an earring for a day. My dad was like, "Take that out of your ear right now."
He saved you.
I'll rip it out.
He did the right thing.
Yeah. I had an early onset black girlfriend, though, in high school, so.
That's nice.
She got right in my ear, dude. Just pss, 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 pss. I'm like, I would look cool as hell.
Diplomats came out when I was a freshman. Yeah. I had friends with the big, like, fake diamond earrings. I was like, dude, those are so sick. But it never even crossed my mind to try it, dude. Phil would unleash.
I used to puff myself up and be like, "Dude, fuck him, I'm good."
Yeah.
As soon as I walked in, did a guy dirty out of a work truck just being like, "Take that shit out," I'm pulled out. I'd be like, "You're right, absolutely." What was I thinking?
Yeah,
a dirty guy at the end of the day. It was
also, I think I was more afraid of getting my ear pierced.
Yeah,
I think
it didn't
hurt
that bad.
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, I don't like needles either, but it really didn't hurt that bad. It was actually pretty painless.
I should get a nose ring now,
dude.
Change nothing else in my attire.
Go back to the deck. Take it back to the deck. Like, why didn't you guys have any piercings on me? Nose ring and henna, extensive henna. Look at Madonna from the Ray of Light video.
Great song.
Yeah, that's
so good. Dude.
Song fucking rolls. Yeah, that's tough. I feel like now it's like whatever. Backwards hat. I feel like these parents today would be praying for a backwards hat.
Yeah.
Versus the other
better
things.
Than a tucked dick and nutsack.
You know, these other things you got to do?
Yeah.
It's tough stuff, man. I'm hoping the fucking dongulum swings back, dude.
When's the dongulum going to swing?
I hope the dongulum... There's some...
You know, Donglemon's gone, dude.
What happened?
Dong Lemon.
Him and Tuck.
Terminated him and Tuck, yeah.
Why did they do a dual, like...
I don't know.
Maybe they're going to replace him with more so, like, bland... The establishment was probably like, all right, enough. This is getting unstable. Let's hit him.
I
with
think
the
Don
brand.
Lemon was very, very unliked and had a lot of problems.
Yeah, true.
I think Tuck was getting out of line a little.
Yeah. Rupert Murdoch said.
But Tuck was also, he's a poser, dude.
You think he's a pose?
Look into his past, dude.
What did he do?
Wasn't he friends? Billy was telling me all this shit.
When he tried to join the CIA.
I don't know how reliable
stuff.
These sources are.
He tried to join the CIA.
Something about he was boys with the Clintons. I think he was MSNBC or CNN first.
Was he really?
Yeah, they're actors.
True.
I could be wrong, though. But Tuck was hitting some good points there towards the end.
Yeah, dude.
Getting me going.
I had to take him off my YouTube because every time I'd watch one of them, I was mesmerized, obviously.
I go, yeah, he's right.
And I was like, my whole feed would just change.
Tuck was boys with Hunter Biden. That's it.
Was he boys with Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
That could be true, but he also worked for CNN, MSNBC in the past, in the early 2000s.
Oh, but you can't fault the man for the way,
a journo.
You know, where he was working for. Yeah, he was a...
True.
I was actually watching a video of him give a speech last night before I went to bed.
Tuck? Yeah. Dude, he'll get you. We're getting to the age, too.
I know.
We're going to get hooked.
I know. He was doing a speech about how, what the fuck was he saying? How, yeah, when he started out, he wanted to marry. He's a devout Episcopalian. And he was a Protestant, which, you know, questionable. But yeah, he wanted to marry his girlfriend at the time. And her father, who's an Episcopalian priest, tough as they come, was like, no job. Or job first, then marriage. And he just was like, fuck it, I guess I'll be a news guy.
Yeah.
That's how it all started.
Because he's a son of a millionaire.
Is he? I mean, that makes sense. So he seems...
Yeah. Yeah. This is when I knew he was a fraud.
True, that laugh
packing,
is...
Packing his in, showing off, packing his in. Yeah. I was like, damn.
That's kind of nice.
Fraudulent.
Did you hear when Don Lemon fucking slipped up and was trash? Who was he trash? Oh, he was trashing John Stewart.
You ever see Don Lemon trash black people?
Oh, yeah. What he did is.
He was like, number one, pull up your fucking pants.
Yeah.
Like, damn, bro.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
yo, what's up? Enough of that crap. he tried to trash John Stewart.
Yeah.
I remember what's his name did, Tucker, and John Stewart butt fucked him for wearing a bow tie. It's just like, nice bow tie, pussy. He's like, aw.
Well, that's not nice.
Yeah, Lemon came, it was hot mic. I don't think he realized it was hot mic. And he goes, they said something with like a, they're like saying how he's a comedian and a thing. And he goes, yeah, he really gets away with a lot with, like, he really, you know, they give him a lot with that tag or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he goes, I mean, just saying like that he's under a lot of, he realizes he's hot mic and comes on. It's kind of funny. You know, he just realized, you know, for him, he's such a pivotal revolutionary. And it's like, he's kind of shilling. He's fucking dork.
Yeah, it's a tough role to play after you've been on camera.
Yeah.
Dude, just like that Instagram clip I sent you, that kid from Tennessee.
Which one?
That senator. Representative
killing.
In Tennessee. Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nuts. Of him just being a nerd on campus and coming out and be like, what's up? Yeah. It's like, dude. We had a little racial strife at the playground near my house this weekend. It was very unpleasant, dude.
Nice.
Very unpleasant. No, it was very unpleasant.
What happened?
Dude, I come outside. I bring my daughter to the playground. These pretty diverse group, actually. It was, you know, it was led by the honks, but it was a pretty diverse group. We're playing soccer.
That's honk heaven.
It is honk heaven. Dude,
like, look how diverse our community is.
Get what they're playing. They're playing soccer. One of the dudes there listens to the cast, by the way, which is sick.
Sick.
They were playing soccer on the basketball court. So they're doing like 3-minute matches where there was no goalie. And you had to keep the ball within the confines of this basketball court. So these dudes were, it was like, maybe I don't know that much about soccer, but dude, it was masterful. These dudes were like popping, kicking, and they had to like kick it in from like mid-court and like get it. And like a guy, there was like a defender, but he wasn't in the goal at all. So like the people would pass back and forth. There's some weird rules. Like I could tell there were like some people were like, you couldn't touch a ball at certain times. But dude, they're playing this like street soccer in a basketball court, just ripping fucking goals in half. And it was awesome. We sat there and watched for a while. And there's these black dudes that like run that park, like they do like the maintenance and shit. And they came up, and then his boys came up like, "What the fuck is this shit? No one's here. People, this is for playing basketball. You can't play fucking soccer here." And they started like jeering them from the sidelines of being like fucking bullshit. I'd love to see one of these motherfuckers try. And it was just like, you guys are showing your ass, man.
Mm.
These are elite athletes, dude, playing soccer. And then they were like, and no one was playing basketball. There wasn't a single person.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, we're sorry. We'll move off this. Like the people who weren't playing were waiting on the other court. And like, we're sorry. We'll get off this. And they were just like, fuck my pussy. Like these dudes were, they're like old fucking dumbasses, but they're talking shit. Then like two kids came to play in like denim, full denim outfits.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, get the fuck. It was, they were like, you guys are hogging up the whole court. There's no one can play, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is a good thing. These guys are playing a sport on the playground. It was racist. I watched old black dudes be racist against the honks playing soccer. And it was like, they were being cool too. They were like blasting Drake while they're playing. I get it. If I was an old black dude, I would have been like, pull your pants down, dude. Pull your pants up.
Yeah,
too. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Hell, you know,
act right.
Do something. Yeah, dude, they were kind of like, this shit, it was so cool. And I think they were like, fuck that, dude. Nah.
The soccer was too cool.
It was so cool, dude. There, it looked like some like weird Madrid, like street league where they were playing. And they were like, they were nasty. They're playing as
Volta.
What's that?
It's the FIFA game of that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, is it what, like playing on a little basketball?
It's like 3-on-3, yeah.
This was like, yeah, this was probably about like 6-on-6 maybe, but it was.
That's a lot.
There's a lot of bros. And it was like, dude, it's foosball. But they were playing real life foosball. Yeah. It was so fucking tight. I sat there. I was praying for the ball to come. At one point, the ball came near me.
What are you thinking about kneeing it a couple times?
I wanted to fucking kick it back, but I walked towards it, and it was. I was like, no, and chickened so out. I chickened out.
Have you tried to kick anything?
No.
So hard.
Dude, especially with that pressure. I literally chickened out of the kick. I walked up to the ball and went, nah, and walked away, and I looked back, and it's just some mom like was looking. I went, don't look at me. Yeah, it sucked. But yeah, that was pretty uncomfortable, dude. Excuse you.
Matt, pardon me, okay?
Your excuse.
I got hit with a race war myself this
weekend. Did
you really? I went over to my friend's house to watch the boxing match this Saturday night.
Fertile soil.
I was the lone honky.
And, really?
It was a battle. But I'll be honest, I was chumming the water as hard as I could. I hit him with my classic Prince socks. And then, yeah.
It's so hard to defend against, though. Because when you're trying to prove he rules, it's like, he's definitely a talented musician, but
it's kind of all you can.
It's hard to name the hits.
It's tough, dude.
He does have a decent amount.
And then
they're
like, all right, listen to fucking Purple Rain. Next day, I listen to Purple Rain.
Purple Rain's dude, all right.
That shit stinks. There's like three songs on there that you're like, nice.
Oh, you're talking about the album.
Yeah. Purple Rain's good. Dove's Cry is good.
Dove's Cry is
There's one that's like Darling Nikki that's fucking insane.
I think that's the one about his sister, though.
That can't be about his sister. It's about being horny for a girl.
Well,
there was
I met her in a hotel lobby. She was a bit of a sex fiend.
Dude, ooh. What about Kiss, Lil Rec, Corvette? Come on, dude. Te Amo. Prince came out with a song in like album in like 2001. It was badass. Dude. Come on, man.
I'm not saying he sucked. The argument was actually he's overrated. That's the classic argument.
Yeah, true.
Because black people tend to put him in the top 10.
Of all musicians.
And the only way
time.
I could argue is I could only name black artists that were better. And they would all be like, all right, yeah, I'll give you that one. But if I named a honky artist, they'd be like, come on, man, get out of here.
I mean, put him up against David Bowie, it's like...
Same exact guy.
Bowie crushes Prince. That's fair to say. I think that's fair
to
say.
Obviously fair to say, but you couldn't say that at that table. I had to name like the Beatles. That was the only white one I was able to get away with. I got them divided nicely, though. I was like, you're saying he's better than Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Split the room, divide and conquer.
God,
classic
dude.
Pale face.
Oh. You might as well have been a dude.
It was so good. Every once in a while, somebody would be like, I agree with you. Like, they had to be quiet.
You're like an Englishman in North Africa.
I was.
Dude. You're like, just going,
I had to divide them. I'd say, I like Michael Jackson better than Prince. There's another one.
Yeah, easy.
It was the whole night.
Easy.
Said Stevie Wonder. Definitely.
Crushes Prince.
James Brown. Definitely.
I mean, dude, you're, Michael Jackson, you're starting a movement. I think you're starting a movement.
I'm bringing down Prince's legacy.
Prince is more cult following, I think. So you might be onto something where it's like he's not as legendary, cult following maybe.
I think he's their equivalent of like Bob Dylan, where it's like, dude, yeah, he's great, but come on, man.
Yeah. But Bob Dylan
rules, obviously. So does Prince. Prince undeniably
Prince
does
more,
rule.
He's more sex though than Bob Dylan. Bob
the
Dylan
sex
doesn't scream sex.
Pisses me off, dude. There's also that aspect of it.
Yeah.
There's nothing about Prince that I can relate to in any way.
For sure. Yeah, he's, dude, nobody can. I think that's his whole mystique. I think he's
but
nobody.
Dudes get like horny when they listen to it. They're like, dude, you want to make love to this?
That's weird.
It's, like, it's just gibberish computer noises on after shit. Skrillex dominates Prince, dude.